We're going to spend some minutes with the economy now. Financial markets have been jumpy all year, and especially so in the last few weeks because of all the gloomy news about the economy. To find out what's going on, we've asked David Wessel to join us, as he often does. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal and just back from vacation, David. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So let's begin with the markets. What have the various markets been doing, and what do they tell us about where the economy is headed?
Well, despite a surge on Friday following Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's vow to rescue the U.S. economy if it needs help, the stock market has been kind of lousy lately. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 4% this year. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index down about 7%. All that while the economy has been growing a bit and profits have been very strong. We see global investors fleeing to the safety of U.S. Treasury debt, and we've seen big swings in the value of various currencies, the euro, the dollar, and the yen. I think if you add it all up, the markets are showing understandable signs of worry that the U.S. economic recovery is running out of steam prematurely, and that with lots of unemployment and lots of unused factories and lots of empty office buildings, and that the government can't or politically won't do enough to get it going again at a more reasonable rate.
Has this been a change in mood? It feels that way.
Oh, I think so. Since the spring, the outlook has really darkened. Several reasons for that. One is we keep getting new data on the economy about housing, business capital spending plans, etc., and most of it's been negative. Just on Friday, the government said, well, the economy didn't grow at a 2.4% annual rate in the second quarter. It grew only 1.6% when they got all the data in. That's discouraging. And so the optimists on Wall Street are throwing in the towel and saying the second half of the year is going to be disappointing. Businesses are very cautious, particularly about hiring, and that's really important. Intel, which while is doing this buying overseas, said last week it's worried about the demand for personal computers. That hurts the sales of the chips it makes. We'll get more information this week, but there's been signs of worry there. And then finally, there's been this renewed focus on deflation, a decline in prices and wages throughout the economy. That's a big problem. It makes it hard for the Federal Reserve to manage the economy, and it also makes paying back debts, of which we have a lot as Americans, harder. So that deflation fear has come right back to the front stage lately.
You know, a country that's had a lot of experience with deflation, of course, is Japan. And this morning, there was news out of Japan that the government was taking some slightly bolder steps to try and boost the economy there.
Yeah, that's right. It's sort of interesting. Japan's been completely out of the headlines for some time, overshadowed by China, the U.S., and Europe. But they've had a weak economy. They've been, as you point out, battling mild deflation for years now. And things took a turn for the worse there. As the whole global growth outlook sags, their outlook sags. They have fears of renewed deflation there. And their currency has soared for various reasons, and that's endangering their exports, which are important to their growth in Japan. They are a real export powerhouse, and all this happens at a time of political turmoil. So today, the Bank of Japan said it's going to pump more credit into the economy, 10 trillion yen more credit, in an attempt to get things going again and to prevent the yen from rising. It met with a great deal of not enough from the markets right off, and the government there, which is huge debt already, is thinking of new fiscal stimulus to try and get things going again.
Is there any good news in the economy?
That's
anywhere
a good question.
In the world?
Yeah, actually there is. Let me give you three examples. One is Europe is doing better than expected, especially Germany. The Congressional Budget Office told us last week that the much criticized TARP program, the Troubled Asset Relief Program that bailed out the banks, is going to cost us over its lifetime $66 billion. That's a lot, but it's a lot less than the $350 billion it said when the program started a few years ago. And then, of course, there's always somebody who makes money in adversity. Hormel Foods, the century-old company that makes Spam, which I get what people turn to when times are tough. Well, their stock is up 12% this year. It's had hit an all-time high because at times of crisis, I guess people turn to cheap staples and they make them.
Boy, don't you wish you had been buying Spam stock 2 years ago?
As long as I don't have to buy the Spam, yes.
David, thanks very much for joining us again.
You're welcome.
David Wessel is the economics editor of the Wall Street Journal.